Have you ever had a pet get in the way of a relationship? Like somebody has a pet, like you had a girlfriend, they have a pet and you just hate this pet. You ever have that? Anybody?
No.
Ryan?
No.
I've seen a weird porn video.
What?
Yeah. So there's this website. Don't go on it, Johnny.
I'm looking for it right now.
Okay. It's called E, you know, F word, but spelled different.
Is that like you porn or
no? No, it's offbeat porn. Let's say that.
Oh, farm sex.
Yeah. Well, they had this compilation of videos, and the video was titled "When Animals Ruin Your Orgasm." It was the funniest video I'd ever seen in my whole life.
I've had that happen.
Where it's just like, you know, a woman is, you know, doing something to her man, and then Golden Retriever comes out of left field and wants to join the party, too.
That's
hilarious. It was so funny.
I had my first English bulldog, Chubbs, who died in 2011. Rest in peace, Chubbs. He did that one time. Me and the second wife, we were having times, good times, the way dogs will do.
Uh-huh.
And he came up from behind.
Behind you?
Yep.
Okay.
And, no.
No.
The fellas that were kind of hanging around there, you know?
Your fellas?
Yeah. You know?
Okay.
The boys?
Yeah.
They were kind of swinging there as we were doing our thing.
Yeah.
He thought, well, those look fun. And, he got his big, giant, cow-sized tongue involved.
Did you like it?
Oh, man.
No, I did not. As soon as he got one, I went straight
to life switch.
Yeah, it turned me straight off. Like Matt Fernandez makes a good analogy. He goes, you know those windsock people in front of the Metro PCS?
Yeah.
You ever seen turn one off? It's just like nope. It's just like, completely limp, done, game over.
Yeah,
it ruined everything for the entire evening. It was done. It was like I couldn't even look at the dog the same. I was like, yeah, I didn't know we were like that. You know, I thought we were boys. I thought we were best friends. And you took it to a gay place real fast. No, this is not exactly how this story is. This story is about arguing over a cat and the litter box. Look, I don't like cats.
No one does.
I don't know how many people still have cats unless you're like a 50-year-old lady, single lady in like a small apartment.
They're horrible animals and they should have never been domesticated.
Look, maybe if you're one of those cool people that taught your cat to poop in the toilet, maybe. But they're mean, right?
They don't want to be around you.
They want to eat us. I've talked about this before. I read a scientific study that said the only reason why domesticated cats don't eat us is because they're not big enough.
Yeah.
If they were three times the size, they would kill all of us.
They're good hunters.
Everything about their being is hunting. Everything from their whiskers to their hearing to their claws and their stupid teeth. They're built to kill and eat. They're evil. Pick a cat up. See if it looks like it likes you. Just grab your face. It's pieces of crap. Where a dog loves you unconditionally.
Licks your balls.
That too. I don't know. I should have probably done that. Yeah.
Balls of fun.
Anna Hummel, everybody. She used to work here on this show. Mm. Well, this Michigan man got tired of arguing with his wife over the kitty litter. So he did what not everybody would do in this situation. We're going to set the story up the right way. Anytime there is a cat in the news for negative reasons on the Johnny B Show, we call this segment Pussy Problems. This guy said, I am so sick of her not taking care of this cat we have. He lost his goddamn mind and he set her on fire.
Good God.
His wife is on fire!
Something tells me that's not the only reason he set her on fire.
It's definitely.
You know what I mean? I mean, what other things did she do?
Well, David John Garnett, 55 years old, set his wife on fire after fighting with her over money. Yep, there's more. And who we cleaned the kitty litter box. He described the attack to police. He says, I'm so sick of her not taking care of this cat we have. You know what he was having, guys? Pussy problems! He said she'll leave it and go to work because all she thinks about is going to work.
What a bitch.
What a dumb, responsible whore.
This woman had no idea that you just have to take care of your pussy.
I know.
I mean,
you gotta pet it. You gotta feed it.
Look. I am so glad that my girlfriend doesn't have a filthy pussy at our house. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
There's nothing wrong with domesticated pussy.
It's so stank. Have you ever been around a cat that's just
a stinky pussy?
Yeah, it just stomps around in its own poo-poo all day long.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's peeing in an old Pepsi Cola box.
You know what?
And you gotta come home and say, hey! Get this stank pussy out of my bedroom!
I have a fun game. It's actually not very fun. Have you ever had to chase a dirty stank pussy around the house to try to clean it?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's the worst!
Yeah.
Dude, I gotta be honest with you. My mom. When I was a teenager, my mom, rest in peace, Ma, she had this cat named Killer. And this cat would attack me. Like, every time I came over, this cat would just attack my ankles. And this stupid cat, I would tell my mom all the time, get your pussy off me. All the time.
Yeah.
And then I would tell my friends.
You isolate that.
I would tell my friends, my mom's pussy is causing me problems.
Yeah. You don't want to,
how you do this one, Ryan. You're not as skillful as me.
Yeah. You don't want a clingy pussy, man. Those cats can hurt sometimes.
This is why I won't own a cat, dude. Yeah. I don't care how cute and furry. And you can send me emails. I had somebody email me like Monday because I was talking about cats. And he's like, I have a Burmese or some poo-poo. No, you know what you have? You have a stupid, dirty pussy, sir.
Yeah.
Well, he said, enough was enough. The couple had been married 12 years. He poured gasoline inside the home and on his wife for revenge.
Wow.
She was against the back of the wall standing there. I don't know. Trying to get away from me, I guess, is what he said. Yeah, people will do that when you pour gasoline all over them and you're holding a lighter.
Yeah, who would have thought that'd be your hot button?
I got to tell you, though, if he put gasoline on her cat,
yeah,
that is one. That pussy is burning. You know what I mean?
Yeah. To the ground.
Yeah, that is not good. He said, there is no way to get away from me, is what he said. She didn't know whether to call police or the fire department. I guess you are kind of stuck in the middle there.
Yeah.
Well, he lit her on fire. He poured gas on her and on her clothing. Lit her on fire.
Play that Midnight Oil record.
So sad, man. He just kept throwing 24-ounce glasses of water wherever he saw the fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's how Dennis Leary would do it. 24 ounces of water at a time ain't gonna do it. It's really sad. Look, I'm not condoning his actions. It's horrific. And I don't even think it's funny this poor lady got burned. But you have to let this story and all the stories like this that we bring you remind you that maybe next time you're the one that's having your very own case of pussy problems.
That game was new to me and I love it.
It's been fun. We'll take a break.